A 24-year girl called up Sister Shivani, who is associated with Brahmakumari's organization from the past many years, and said, "I am about to jump from my terrace. I don't want to live. As a last resort, I contacted you thinking you might have solution to my problem." Sister Shivani really did not know what to do exactly at that time. She just asked that girl, "What happened?" The girl replied, "My husband is having an affair in the office. He wants to divorce me. He is leaving for America, and that lady with whom he is having an affair would go as well, and they will get married there." B.K. Shivani asked her, "What do you want?" She said, "I want everything back to be normal as it was. What should I do? Should I contact my husband's parents? Should I contact that girl's parents? What should I do?" B.K. Shivani then said to her, "First come down, and based on many years of my experience, create a thought. Everything is fine. My husband is absolutely perfect. Nothing wrong has happened to me." The girl wondered and said, "How can I think like this when everything is not perfect?" B.K. Shivani consoled her and said, "I know. Right now nothing is perfect. But what do you want? Create only that thought which you want to happen." 10 days, that girl had a very tough time. She was constantly in touch with Sister Shivani. She would do this practice for some time, then again would give up, then again would gather her courage to continue this practice. After 10 days, she started becoming more stable. So she stopped crying. Now when her husband came back home, he would find more faults in her so as to justify his own act of leaving her. After 1 month, her husband hands over the divorce papers to her and leaves. This girl calls up Sister Shivani and tells her what all happened. Sister Shivani thinks in mind, now what this girl is going to do. And this girl replies, "You know what, sister? I'm fine. I think I'll take up a job and will stay with my parents. I'm fine." The situation was as bad as it was, even worse than before. But this girl really took charge of her situation. She really worked very hard on her thoughts to make them powerful. As she started creating powerful thoughts, she started feeling powerful, because our thoughts create our feeling. As is the thought, so is the feeling. 2 months after her husband left, he called up this girl and said, "I understood what mistake I have made. Can I come back?" This lady again called up Sister Shivani to ask what she should do now. Sister Shivani said, "What do you want?" The girl replied, "I want everything back to be normal. It has been many years, and now this girl is living happily with her husband and has a lovely daughter." The focus of the story is certainly not the realization her husband had, but the courage and tremendous emotional strength the girl gathered to work on her thought pattern. So, my dear listeners, my aim behind narrating this extremely heart-touching story was to make you all understand that the myth behind understanding spirituality is that spirituality will solve all my problems. No, it won't. Problems are going to come. Challenges are going to come. Obstacles are going to come. Then what does spirituality do? Spirituality gives us the knowledge and power which enables us to think correctly no matter what the situation is, and this in turn acts like a tool which can be implemented in our day-to-day life with simplicity and absolute ease. Some affirmations which can help you to achieve this are: I am a powerful being. I am a peaceful being. I am in charge of every scene of my life. Success is certain for me.